Welcome back. It is time for my favorite hour of the week. It is time for My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox, and the show is brought to you by Tractor Supply. Hey, this week we're doing something really fun, something very close to me, actually. It's a family affair. I've got my daughter on, Christina. She's going to be joining us this week, and you're going to hear about what it was like to grow up with a dad who loves paranormal. Sometimes it was really cool. Sometimes it was a little scary. Hopefully there was no lasting scars. She's a great young lady, and we're going to find out all about that today. So you're going to hear about some of the adventures we had when she was younger and some of the things that she overheard us talking about and was exposed to. And you can make your own decisions about how old kids should be when they do any ghost hunting. She didn't actually go on any hunts until she was in her teens. Probably 17 before she ever went, but she heard a lot of stuff and, you know, there was some reaction. So sit back, enjoy. I think you're going to like this show. It's something different. And of course, she's my favorite daughter, so it's great to have her on. And remember, the show is brought to you by Tractor Supply. Don't forget, this time of year, your pets start getting colder, especially the ones that are outside. They need good quality food. And for health, at Tractor Supply is a great way to go. The number 5 brand in the United States, and it's only sold by Tractor Supply. It gives you an idea of the quality and how good it is. There's new things coming out. There's Untamed, excellent, excellent product. And then all the things that they always had in 4Health. So be sure to try them. Don't forget to give it a try. Come down to Tractor Supply. More than just 4Health pet food, all kinds of great stuff for your pets, for your farm, for your house. Check it out, and your livestock, check it out. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe with your host, Todd Wilcox. Today is a family affair. We're going full nepotism on this episode. I have my daughter, my favorite daughter, Christina, joining us today. And she's going to talk about some of the adventures we went on when she was little and through high school and that. And also the way some of the paranormal activity that this family loves so much affected her. Many times, you know, you want to keep your kids out of this for those people that know Christina, she won't stay out of something that she wants to be in. So it's almost impossible to stop her from something she wants to do. And we'll talk about some of the things that happened as a result of that today, but we'll hit the full gamut, places we went, fun we had, and then also talk about some of the other aspects of having your kids in the paranormal with you. Christina, welcome to My Side of the Universe.
Hello. I'm sick.
Yes, she has a very special voice. We timed this perfectly. She's working on getting laryngitis. And the fun part of this show is you know, getting to talk to your daughter for an hour here. But also, we are doing this from my favorite studio. It's a TARDIS with a Captain Kirk chair and a dinosaur tooth and a dinosaur print and all kinds of good stuff. And she's in that with me and really, really having a great time sharing the day with her. So again, Christina, welcome to the show. And I always like to start as far back as people can remember. When you first had an interest in the paranormal, was it because things you heard from me? Was it your own interest? What do you remember as your first interest in the paranormal?
Probably just from you.
Just hearing me talk about things and the weird things that would happen.
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing was that Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book.
Okay.
Besides that.
Yeah. And then, of course, I worked at a company that we won't say the name of because they got really obnoxious about it. But we won't say the name of it. And you heard a lot of stories there.
Oh, yes. Those ones scared the crap out of me. More than anything else, yeah.
Do you want to start with the Scary Stories in the Dark, or would you like to talk about that place first?
Yeah, do the store.
The store, okay. Mm-hmm. So I worked at a place. I worked there during the day. I worked overnight sometimes, and there was strange things. You've heard another person on the show talk about that business as well. Wild things would go on there. And you know, of course we would talk about these things. And Christina, why don't you tell us about the, what stands out to you about the stories you'd hear about that place? Was there anything that really just jumps out and you can't forget?
There was a couple of them that I was scared they were going to come into my room at night when I was sleeping.
A couple of the things that were at that store?
Yeah, I remember there was something with a man in a jacket, something like that. I was always scared of him being there, so I always had to sleep with the lights on.
Okay, and the man in the jacket, that's one of the things that's called a shadow person. Mm-hmm. And it's somebody that's about my height and build, about 6'2", anywhere between 6 foot and 6'4", fairly heavily built, and usually wearing something dark. It's typically dark blue or a charcoal gray, and it looks like the old dusters that the guys on the horses would wear back in the 1800s, and then some kind of a hat. And I've heard people describe it as like a Civil War hat. I've heard cowboy hat. I've heard helmet, all kinds of things like that. Rarely do you see a face. Every once in a while, you do see some red eyes, or at times yellow eyes. When I've seen this phenomenon, I've never seen a face or eyes. It's just kind of a blur right there. And, you know, I can see why you would be concerned about it being in your room, because that's typically where people see it. Mm-hmm. It'll be standing at the end of a bed or in a doorway. So you were concerned about this thing showing up in your room. Did it ever happen?
No, I've never experienced anything, and I tried so hard a few times when we've gone ghost hunting.
While we're talking about that, I want to tell the people about a story. We were at a place in Box Elder County, and it was an old building, cool old building, one of my favorite places to go. And we're in the top floor, and one of the ladies with us had an infrared camera, and she was shining it into a room, a large room that wasn't currently being used for anything in that building. And she said, "Man, there is bats flying everywhere." And so we're standing in the door, and you can't see it because of the dark. Well, Christina hears bats and wants to check it out. She goes trotting right into that room and stands there. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't stand out here while my daughter's in with the bats. So I had to go in with the bats. So were you trying to get something to happen there? Is that why you went charging in like that?
Well, when I'm with a group, I'm very brave. Not alone at night. I'm scared. But definitely. Nobody else would go in that room, so I wanted to go in there and have something happen.
There you go, and you went right in. Mm-hmm. And you said something interesting, and it's something I think there's a lot to. You said being with a group, you're not afraid, but going alone is completely different.
Yeah.
And I completely see that. I've been in different haunted places, and I feel obligated to go wherever just because that's what we're doing. But, you know, when I'm alone, but when I'm with the group, no hesitation, no fear, mm-hmm. Nothing. Like I've told the listeners before, the thing that scared me the most on ghost hunts was walking around a tree at Merker Cemetery and having a man standing there from another group that we didn't know was there, and he didn't know we were there, and so we both about jumped out of our skin. And then there was a bird that scared me to death in a cheese factory in Logan. So... and for those that haven't heard that story, I'm looking at a spider in the top floor of this old abandoned cheese factory. And there was a lot of good stuff. We recorded some different things there, but I'm in the top floor, and this room at one time had been very just gorgeous. It had wooden floors. It had a gigantic window that was a half arch. Really nice. The window was gone, but the brickwork was still there. And about 10 feet from the window, I see this spider. And it was huge. Its body, the body of the spider was close to the size of a nickel and about the same color. It was an odd color, but, you know, that was probably partly because of the lights. So I'm fixated on this spider staring at it. And while I'm doing that, I don't realize it, but there's a bird about 5 feet away from me, maybe less, probably more like two. And as I'm staring at this spider, the bird takes off, flies between me and the spider, goes out that window. I just about came unhinged. Because you're on high alert looking at a spider that big and you can't stop yourself. So, yeah, that was a scary one. Did you ever have the chance to join us at that factory?
Yep, I was there.
That's
one
what I was
time.
Thinking. You,
Maybe
I
not that
you did.
Time, but...
You had been up there with us before.
Yep.
Okay, good. And a good friend of ours, Derek, up in Cache Valley, was the one that would take us to that. So hello, Derek, if you're listening tonight. It was a good time. It was something I always looked forward to. And getting the opportunity to go ghost hunting with your kids, it was great fun. We had a good time. Like she said, she never actually had an experience, but hearing about some of the things did affect her. Now, when I would talk about that store I worked in and you would hear the stories, what was the context? Was I I wasn't telling you the stories. I was telling somebody else and you would hear it, or was I telling you?
No, you told me.
I told
you.
Yeah,
you were telling me about it because I was asking. I was interested.
Okay.
Because I like to know when it's me and you, and I go to bed alone and I get scared.
Gotcha. And we were having a wonderful day one time, and Christina was a very high level figure skater. And so I would take care of the morning practices and take her early to see her coach in another city. And, so on the way there, we switched off. Sometimes we listened to Radio Disney, but most of the time I talked her into letting me listen to Coast to Coast. That was when Art Bell was on it. And then coming home, it was, predominantly the Bob and Tom Show. And there was a day we were driving home, driving back to meet up with Mom so she could go to school. And one of the people on the Bob and Tom Show says, you know, there's not many things to choose from in early morning radio when they come into work. And they usually listen to Art Bell because there wasn't a lot to listen to when they started so early. And one of the people on the show, I believe it was Chick McGee, says, yeah, and there's people that listen to Art Bell and then us. And oh, there might be people with their kids doing the same thing. And if there is, their kids should get free psychiatric help for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said that, you turned to me very slowly with this big smirk on your face. Didn't say a word, but I was afraid there might have been some psychological deal there. But you seemed to handle it well. Mm-hmm. You were always very mature for your age. I can even remember a time we went to that store, that very haunted store, and the store manager was there. And this guy was a giant. He was about 6'5". He looked like a cross between Homer Simpson and Bigfoot. Gigantic man. And you met him the first time. You talked to him for a few minutes, and then you left with Mom. And he turns to me and says, my God, that kid wore me out with the eye contact and the questions and the... Are you sure she's only 9? She says, I've never talked to a child that would look me in the eye like that. And at the time, you weighed maybe 40 pounds. You were just a tiny little thing in like the third or fourth grade. And you absolutely intimidated this giant with how interested you were in everything. So as people are listening to this, I wasn't like just trying to tell her ghost stories and scare her. She knew some of the things that I was interested in. It was just dad and daughter time talking, and it just happened to be about ghosts and strange things that went on. So yeah, we did see that blue guy. That was one. What other ones do you remember from that store?
Oh, I remember something you were saying with the doors. It would hit the sensor for the door to open.
Yes. Yeah, there was a night that I was there, and I never did see anything, but the doors were turned off.
Yeah.
And somehow between 2 and 4 in the morning, the door to the outside in the lawn and garden area got turned back on. The video showed nobody there, but all of a sudden the door started opening on its own, set off an alarm because nobody was supposed to be going out that door. And the store manager had to be awoken and called me to find out what I was doing. So yeah, I never did figure out what that was.
That scared me. And I think that's where the whole... I got to fill my whole room before I can lay down and make sure nothing invisible is in there.
So you would be checking for invisible stuff. Okay. Yep. And did you ever hear anything, or you just,
no.
It was just your mind running wild.
Well, I was a very anxious child anyway.
Yes.
on top of it. So
you were very high energy, very curious and very bright on top of that. And so I could see where your imagination could just run wild, because that's the way mine works as well. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone through a room checking for invisible things, but, you know, I've looked under the bed plenty of times and gone on searches of places when I wasn't used to it. So I completely understand. And I'm really glad that you never found anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is we didn't permanently scar you.
No.
You can sleep at night. You've got a big dog and a loud dog. Mm-hmm. So as long as you've got your dogs and your husband or any of the combination of the three, you're set. Yep. There's no issues. That's good. And we're going to take a break here in just a minute. But while we do, be thinking about some of the places that we've gone and what stands out to you. We're just talking general paranormal today. And all the fun it can be. It can be a great time with your family. Christina wasn't the only youngster that went with us. There were, I want to say throughout the years, we probably have had 4 or 5 kids under the age of 10 that have gone on ghost hunts with us. And they all turned out okay, folks. So don't worry. You can take your kids to fun old places and look for ghosts and tell scary stories. In fact, it's probably more traumatic telling a scary story around a fire and then having to sleep in a tent than many of the things that took place with us. So as far as being, you know, afraid of the dark or whatever you want to say, is there places that are worse for you than others? Like, is it worse out in the woods in the dark, or would it be worse than an old building or just on an average street?
No, I just don't like the dark.
Just don't like the dark.
No.
Okay. You never have. And in fact, before you were even born, for some reason, I knew I needed to get you a glow bug.
Yeah, my glowworm.
Your glowworm. That's what it was, not bug, glowworm. So that was the first thing I bought you, and that was before you were even born.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even still have it.
I do have it.
You do still have it.
Of course.
Very good. That's good. Hey, we are going to be back in a few minutes talking to Christina more about different things that she did growing up and how it's affected her and her life on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. In just a moment, the show is brought to you by Tractor Supply, and I'm your host, Todd Wilcox. We'll be right back in a minute. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. The show is brought to you by Tractor Supply, and I'm your host, Todd Wilcox. Today, we are joined by my favorite daughter, Christina. And before people are thinking, oh, he's so mean to his other daughters, she's my only daughter, so she can be my favorite and my only at the same time. It's okay. During the break, we were talking about the way she makes eye contact with people, and she was kind of laughing about how she intimidated that giant man. And sometimes, what were you saying? You have to look away.
Just... Oh yeah, I got to tell myself to look away because I'm like, oh, maybe I'm staring too long.
There's nothing wrong with eye contact, but you know, sometimes it'll work against you. You know, for years I managed restaurants and different businesses, and I would normally wear a tie, and during the day, I'm always making eye contact with people to help them at the different business that I would manage. And if I would go to other stores, especially ones that were notorious for not having customer service, you make eye contact with somebody and you're wearing a tie, they assume you work there and they want to know where something is. So I can't tell you how many times that I've been in stores and had to take, or at least tell people where something was. Just I knew where it was, and then just tell them, hey, I don't work here, but yeah, it's over there. Because I make that eye contact and say hi. And I find that when I go for walks with mom, I'm better off to wear a hat and sunglasses so that they can't see that I'm making eye contact with them and we can actually walk.
Oh, so I got it from you.
Yeah, it's my fault. You know, I like to make eye contact and talk to people. I probably talk to too many people, but it's all part of the fun. That's how you get to know the world. So of the places we've gone, what one stands out as your favorite?
Probably the Union Station.
Union Station?
Yeah.
What did you like about the Union Station? That's the Union Station in Ogden.
Yes.
And what stood out there? What was the fun part?
I liked getting to go down into the basement because it was extra creepy.
It was extra creepy.
And the history with all the, you know, passed away bodies that had to stay there.
Yeah. Now, what she's talking about is we would be tour guides at Halloween for a fundraiser for the Union Station. And she was part of the team that would take them. I, shockingly, would be the one talking. And then we had different people on the team that would show people how to use the equipment and how to do different things while we were doing the ghost hunts. And yeah, that was a blast. Were you with us the night? And I'm thinking it might have been for a different activity, but I saw two little boys playing kind of over where the overnight janitor was working. Does that sound familiar at all to you?
No.
So speaking of the Union Station in Ogden, it's a great haunted place. I'm there one night, and I don't remember what the event was, but there was quite a few people. And I see these two little boys playing by this little kind of sectioned off area. And they were having a good time, and their dad was cleaning. And a little while later, I just saw one, and I was telling the people that were with me, I wonder what that other little boy's doing. If I was a little boy, I wouldn't be wandering off by myself. And they go, what little boy? I said, there was two of them. Nope, there was one. And so I went and asked the other one. I said, I swear I saw you playing with somebody earlier. And he says, oh, yeah. Wouldn't tell me the kid's name. But he says that was a kid that would hang out with him, but he lived in the ceiling. And he knew that he wasn't a normal kid, but he didn't really know how to formulate in words. And then talking to another person later, I find out that there was a little boy that would be seen there quite a bit, and usually up in the rafters, and on top of there's a caboose. Some kind of a train. I think it's a caboose, a full-size one inside the Union Station, and many times sitting up there. And I actually saw him sitting up there another time. So that's Union Station's been a good place for me.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for that.
No, and I wish I could remember what it was for. So the Union Station, it has great history. It had crazy stuff going on. Actually, it was a paranormal convention that I was at there. That I was helping with, and that's when that took place. And there was some crazy stuff that took place on the stage that night. So a lot of activity there. Where else did you like to go?
Probably your friend's house that one time.
Oh,
She's
Preston.
She's been interviewed, yeah.
Yes. That was an amazing place. And you didn't have anything happen there either, huh?
Nothing, and that was supposedly pretty active.
Yeah,
and I didn't get anything.
That was a crazy place. I put my recorder in the attic one time in that house and had over 100 EVPs in just over an hour. I was exhausted listening to it. It got to the point where I was like, oh, no, there's another one. Oh, no, there's another one. You're usually hoping to get something. And it got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore on that one. Yeah, that was a crazy place. I had, we've taken a lot of weird pictures. We've recorded a lot of things. I had something touch the side of my head there. And when we first started doing the investigations, things were touching me on my hair a lot. And then it stopped. And it was kind of a weird thing. Karen, the girl that I started that group with, she was a Reiki master, energy work. And we were in that, we were in a building in Tremont that we were talking about earlier, or in Box Elder. And she was doing some Reiki. And as she would put her hands by the top of my head, sparks were coming out, actual sparks. And of course, when this was happening, our video camera just kind of fuzzed out and had the weird stuff on it. So, but after she did that and the sparks came out, I didn't have things touching my head anymore. So maybe she released whatever was drawing them to me to touch me. Where would you like to go? If there was a place you could go and check out, is there any place that just stands out to you?
Anywhere you want to go.
All right. I like
wherever you're the expert here. You tell me where to go.
Excellent. So there's two places that I would love to go. One of those bucket list things. If money was no object and technology was no object, the first place that I would want to do a paranormal investigation would be on the moon. I think there's stuff going on up there, whether it's ghosts, aliens, whatever. I think we'd get our fill if we could spend some time on the moon and check out the whole moon, the light side and the dark side. And I think we'd find some interesting stuff. And then the other place that I would love to go, if I hit the lottery today, I would have a plane scheduled for the family to head to Easter Island within a month. And that's the place that I would truly love to go. It's always had my attention. those statues are crazy. The history's crazy. And as I've seen different shows that go out there and actually do paranormal type investigations, they're actually getting EVPs. They're finding different things. Really be an interesting place to spend some time. And we had a gentleman on not too long ago that talked about, he goes there every summer. He's a anthropologist, and he goes there every summer and he takes detailed measurements of those statues. And if you go onto the side of the island that doesn't have the city, it is pitch black at night and the stars are like right on top of you. You see more than you could ever imagine existed. So that's where I would like to go.
And that would be fun.
That would be fun. So we've kind of hit our fill with ghosts and that. But what other things are you interested in? Tell me about aliens. Do you think there's life outside of this planet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely not very religious, but I definitely believe in the paranormal or aliens or any of that stuff.
Okay, and to me the numbers just. When you figure that there's billions of planets, I mean billions of stars in our solar system, and then there's billions of solar systems, or galaxies. Let me back that up. There's billions of galaxies. How do you not have life out there? Just by sheer dumb luck, there's got to be. It can't be this the only place that it happened. And as I talk to different people, you know, with religious backgrounds. I can't think of a single one that doesn't believe that there's not more life out there. I've never talked to anybody that thinks life is only for this planet. Mm-hmm. So I think it's out there. I can't wait to meet it. I hope I meet one of the good ones.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen anything that you wonder, hey, could that have been a UFO?
Probably not.
Nothing jumps out?
No.
Okay. And, you know, it's one of those things that most of us go our whole life without seeing anything. I was lucky one time in Merkur, and I'm sure you know this. I was out there with three other people, and we watched this weird light coming at us from across the valley. And it gets closer and closer and closer, and we're all talking, we're all staring, we're all freaking out. And it's very close to us. It's just maybe, it's less than 100 yards to the side and less than 200 feet high, not making any noise. And the light is not like a regular flashlight or a light from a plane. It's like coming straight down. And as it goes by, there's no noise. It gets over to the mountains, the Ochre Mountains, and then just disappears. Just disappears. I don't know if the light just went out. I don't know if the thing just shot off so fast that we couldn't see it anymore. We don't know what happened to it. So truly, unidentified flying object. We don't know if it's something that came from Dugway. That was a test, or if it was actual extraterrestrial or what exactly it was, but four people there on an investigation trying to get proof of stuff. Three of us have video cameras. Nobody turned on a camera.
The whole time.
But we're, as you listen to the recording, you hear a lot of swearing and a lot of excitement, but yeah, nobody bothered to turn on the video. And so I understand when people say they saw things and then nothing. So, you know, they forgot to take a picture. They forgot to do this. They forgot to get any kind of recording of it. How about my buddy Bigfoot? You know how much I like Bigfoot. What's your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I love Bigfoot. I love going Bigfoot hunting with you.
That was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So this summer we went... we had a little family gathering in Price, and we went out and looked at all the different petroglyphs. And well, not all of them. We looked at select petroglyphs. We saw maybe a couple hundred of the several thousands that are out there. Saw the dinosaur footprint up there. Did a lot of fun stuff. And then one night, we all decided that we're going to go Bigfoot hunting. And so we went to a place in the area that... one of our first guests, P.J. Jensen, saw Bigfoot, and one of our many-time guests, Ron Johnson, saw Bigfoot. So we went out to that area, and we're looking around, and we didn't see Bigfoot, but I think we're pretty confident in the knowledge that Bigfoot does not eat rabbits.
Oh, my God, there's so many rabbits there. Jeez.
We tried, and we successfully tried not to hit them, but they were running in the road. They were on suicide missions. They were like rabbit kamikazes running out towards our car. And you were kind of channeling a rabbit at one point that was just running a serpentine pattern in front of the car.
I was speaking for him, yeah.
You were speaking for the rabbit, yelling, "Serpentine, serpentine, you can't hit me."
Yeah. Well, he was trying to get hit by the car, it seemed, but
yeah, he was
also trying not to.
Yes, we laughed. I can't remember the last time I laughed so hard.
That was a cracker.
Yeah. So we get there. We get to the place, and it is black. It's a dark, dark night. Yeah. We're looking at, most of us are looking at the stars, and I said something, and you said, "I'm not." And why don't you tell us what you were doing while everybody else was fascinated with the stars?
Well, somebody's got to be watching everybody else's backs. Everybody's looking up at the stars, but it's like, there's animals out here. So, yeah, I was looking the other way, trying to watch for some big animals or snakes getting us.
Yes, and we have a nice picture of a snake up in that general area. And had you not been watching things, we would never have known that that rabbit walked about 5 feet from us, just lollygagging up the road.
I didn't even see it either, and it scared me. I wasn't even that good a guard.
Sometimes things get past us. Mm-hmm. So if, kind of imagine what you would do. How do you think you would react if you saw Bigfoot? Now, the highest point in our house in the front room has that 10-foot ceiling at the peak. Bigfoot's shoulder would be higher than that. So what would you do if you saw something that big? Say you're out walking in the woods, you see that. What are you going to do?
I think I'd freeze.
Just freeze?
Oh, yeah. Don't make eye contact.
And you wouldn't make the eye contact.
Look away. Like peek every once in a while. But, yeah, I'd probably just freeze.
That's probably one of the safer things to do with any large animal. You know, just holding still. Don't cause that reflex where they come after you. So very good. So like I said, Christina's having a bit of a laryngitis problem today. It looks like she might be ready to cough. So it's a great time for us to take a break. We're going to break away from My Side of the Universe for just a minute, but we will be back. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox. The show is brought to you by Tractor Supply, and we will have Christina back on in just a minute. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox, and this show is brought to you by Tractor Supply. We are here with my favorite daughter, Christina, talking about all things paranormal. And during the break, we came upon an interesting topic. As we were sitting there, I said, "You know what? I'm sorry I'm talking too much." And she says, "No, it's okay. You've got the stories." But then she brought up something, you know, why are we so different with this? Because really, the two of us personality-wise are very close to the same. A lot of people will say that you're too much like me and Kyle's too much like Mom. But Kyle looks like me and you look like Mom. Mm-hmm. but so why do I get to have these kind of things happen to me and nothing happens with you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there something different? Is there something in our energies? Is there, you know, some kind of thing we decided on before we were born. Who knows what it is, but you brought up a good point of talking to somebody, and what I'm going to try to do is get somebody on that can read our auras and maybe just read us. I'm working on a couple different mediums, and so maybe when I do the medium show, I will have you come in with me again, and we'll have them read both of us and see if there's a difference. I think that might be very interesting.
That's what I want to know, because I have no stories like you have stories.
Well,
I want stories, though.
that may be, but you're the only one brave enough to walk into the bats. And I couldn't not do it if my daughter was in there, so I had to go in there because you did. So you do have some stories. And then we talked about Bigfoot a minute ago. How do you think so many people throughout the centuries tell a story about Bigfoot, but we never find the physical evidence, the bones, the teeth, those kind of things. What do you think it is? Say Bigfoot isn't real. What is causing people from multi-generations on every continent of the world, you know, in virtually every culture of the world, to have a story about Bigfoot? What do you think is causing that?
Well, maybe he's not physical like a normal animal. Maybe he's more paranormal. He's in and out of this, what do you call it?
Different dimensions.
Dimensions, yeah. Maybe it's something more like that.
I've often wondered if he's not interdimensional. You know, you look at if just a few people had the sightings and talked about it, I might think it was somebody's imagination, a hoax, something like that. But there's just too much going on to believe that. So I'm curious what's causing it. And maybe, you know, interdimensional is one of the things I think about. I've also talked to people that have been abducted that say they've seen Bigfoot on UFOs. So I don't know if Bigfoot's part of that whole thing or not. I'm just curious what your thoughts were and you know, what direction you would look if you decided to become a Bigfoot investigator.
Yeah, I would say he's definitely not real. He's something more like that. Alien, another dimension, something.
Something. Okay, and I can see that. I can totally go that way. Other than places with me, Where would you really like to go? Even if let's just go full vacation mode or whatever you want to call it. Where would you go in the world if you could just go hang out for a week? Or in the universe, I guess.
Oh, well, probably New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yep.
Why is that?
Because they speak English there, and it's pretty.
Very good. And when they record movies there, it looks just like Ogden.
Exactly. And you pee there, everything else.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
I know,
yes.
We won't do that.
Yeah, New Zealand, what I'm talking about is we were watching Lord of the Rings, and I kept saying, that looks just like Ogden. That was filmed in Ogden. Kind of a joke that went too far, but I think New Zealand would be a great place to go. New Zealand has its own special paranormal stuff. There's stories about these kind of like a small Bigfoot there, and also stuff in the water, which is kind of curious to me. Places that are haunted and it has to do with water. I'm curious if you were leading a paranormal investigation, what would your first thoughts be about recording something that's in the water? How would you do it? What off the top of your head, what would you use? I know that's an odd question, but the reason I ask is I saw an episode of Destination Truth, and they recorded some very interesting things underwater. Now, we don't have equipment that would do that. And another gentleman is convinced that at least sections, if not the entire Bear River, is haunted. And I was just trying to figure out how I would try to get like EVP recordings. One of the things I was thinking about is my recorder small enough to slide inside of a Gatorade bottle. Put it in the bottle, seal it up, maybe put it in a Ziploc bag and submerge it. See if I could record that way. Or maybe submerge a 5-gallon sealed bucket, something like that. You know, with trying to do these things without, you know, $10,000 recording equipment. And you've got a pretty creative mind. So I was just wondering if anything came to mind. If you had the opportunity to go do a water investigation, what would you do to try to record things?
Maybe like the bottle you were saying, but hook it to a fishing line somehow and you could walk it or travel it somehow.
Move it around.
That's all I could think of. Yeah. I need more time.
Need more
think
time.
About it.
Yeah. And I definitely put you on the spot there. So the reason for this whole show was we were talking a month or two ago and I had no idea that you had so much, I knew you were afraid of the dark, but I didn't know that about the thinking there was invisible things in the room and those kind of things. So we got talking a little more, and I thought, well, this might be interesting to talk to people about letting your kids be involved in that. So knowing what you know now, would you have wanted to know about the different things I was seeing in that haunted store? Do you think it would be better off if you wouldn't have?
Oh, no. I wanted to know. It's appropriate for me to have known.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so those years of listening to Art Bell on the way to skating,
oh,
those
yeah.
were okay?
I liked it.
Okay. So, yeah, and that was what I wanted to make sure that that we didn't scar you and that people knew that there's perspectives. Obviously, do what you think's best for your kids. Some kids can handle it, some can't. I know that, you know, just in our family, and I don't mean just in our house, but our extended family, there's people that would love to go on those things as children, and some that would want no part of it, some that don't want any part of it as adults. So it's, you know, it's kind of up to the person and where they're at. And I think you were always very mature for your age. So I never felt too concerned about it, but, you know, I got a little bit concerned after we talked. So I feel much better now.
Oh, no. Nothing scarred me. I probably would have been scared of the dark anyways.
Yeah.
Because I always have been. But no, I'm glad I know because I'm interested in it. So.
Okay. Being afraid of the dark, where did that start? Do you remember the first time that you were just in your room or were you outside? Or think back to the first time that you were in the dark and it made you scared. What was going on?
I remember one time I forced myself to sleep in the dark and I woke up and something was moving up and down. I thought it was an alien, but it was a balloon.
A balloon.
It was moving up and down and I freaked out thinking something was in my room because it was shaped like an alien head.
Sure.
And so I don't know if that's why I sleep with the lights on now, but I remember making myself sleep in the dark and I regretted it.
Okay. So, and when you say the balloon was moving up and down, it was a balloon, I'm assuming, that was almost out of helium.
Yeah.
And so it had to drop down.
Kind of floating, all creepy.
Kind of floating, yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, many of you have seen the movie It this summer. And when the book first came out, I have all the Stephen King books, and I was reading It. I was in the front room of our house, and it's one of those houses where you walk in, and you go up a half a set of stairs to the front room, then you go up another half a set to the bedrooms. And I'm in the front room reading It. And it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I had insomnia. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a balloon float out of the hallway where my kids are, down the stairs, come into the front room and stop. And it's floating at about 4 feet high. So I threw my book, ran upstairs to check on the kids, make sure they were okay. You don't want to see that when you're reading It. It's not fun, as Christina just said, waking up to it. I think we better pop balloons at the first sign of them dropping down because that's just straight up creepy the way they do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I completely understand that. And I couldn't agree more about just being away from them. And I'd probably either get rid of the balloon or turn on the light or both.
Yeah.
So totally understand that. And this is a little off topic, but, you know, a few years ago we had Elizabeth Smart kidnapped. And when that happened, my sleeping was destroyed. And I was up checking on my kids sometimes 10 times at night. And did you ever notice when I did that? Did you ever see me peeking in the door?
No.
So I was kind of glad you had a light on so it'd be easy to see you. And I'd always just kind of push the door open just a tiny bit so I could see in and make sure everything was good. So in a way, I'm glad you had the light on. I'm sorry that you were so bothered by the dark, but I am glad that you had the light on so I could quickly alleviate my fears and not worry that you were gone.
See, win-win.
It was a win-win. Yes, it was. Well, Christina, I am so glad you joined us today. Is there, and we'll definitely, when we get a medium on, I'll schedule it at a time that you can join and we'll have that reading and see what we get, what the differences are and where that takes us.
Yep. I think that has something to do with it.
I truly think you're onto something there. Anything you want to talk about as we wrap up today? Any other investigations that stand out to you or stories or?
I think the only thing that ever did happen was I think I did catch EVPs off wearing it off my neck or I had it like a necklace on. I think that was about it.
Okay. Yeah, when we were on the different investigations. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So very good. And I'm glad you joined us today. Thank you for being brave and coming in here with your laryngitis and talking anyway. When you hear her next time, you won't know that she's the same person because she does sound quite a bit different normally. but we will have her on and it should be a good time. Christina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to do this again and have another family day and keep it all paranormal in the family. So thank you again.
Yep. Thank you.
Very good. This has been Todd Wilcox with his favorite daughter, Christina, on My Side of the Universe, brought to you by Tractor Supply on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We'll be back in just a moment with some closing thoughts. Thank you. Well, my favorite hour of the week has flown by again. Can you believe it? Such a fast hour. Thank you for joining us each week on My Side of the Universe. It's my favorite hour of the week. It's the fastest hour of the week. I look forward to being with you each Saturday night. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed hearing from my daughter today. I know that I did a lot of the talking, and she was okay with that. She likes to hear me talk. So thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of that, and maybe it answered a question or two, and maybe it was just interesting. I had a great time. I hope you did as well. We've got some really cool guests coming up, so be sure to join us each week on My Side of the Universe. We'll have some local people. We'll have some people from around the country, around the world. We're starting to get some people outside the United States on the show. Really excited about the direction we're going. Thank you for joining us each week. And be sure to thank our sponsor, Tractor Supply, to help us be on every week to share this with you. We talked about the 4health brand earlier, but there's lots of things. If you have goats, chicken, cows, horses, they have stuff for all that, whether it's bridles or halters or feed. Almost everything you need for your house and farm you'll find at Tractor Supply. And it's in a smaller building, so you're not getting lost in a big box. Plenty of people to help you. You don't stand in a long line to check out. It's a great place to get in, get out, get on with your life. And the people are wonderful. They'll help you with whatever your needs might be. So be sure to check out Tractor Supply. Thank you again for joining us every week. I look forward to seeing you and hearing you and you hearing me and all that good stuff next week on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. The show is brought to you by Tractor Supply, and I'm your host, Todd Wilcox. I need you to remember something. You matter. Unless you multiply yourself by the speed of light squared, then you energy. We'll see you next week on My Side of the Universe. Thank you.